We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis, and we are beginning on top of the Amud Rav Yehuda Omer. We're in the middle of a Braisa, and the Braisa is continuing with discussion about Hatmana. Rav Yehuda Omer, no oirei shel pishtan daka, little splinters of flax, thin ones, harei kezevel, has the same din as zevel, which is mois of hevel, and you now do Hatmana on that, even Erev Shabbos, because it's Hatmana that's mois of hevel, it's Hatmana that adds heat. Another halacha. Manichin mecham agave mecham, bekder like der. You let it put one pat, one urn on top of another urn, or one pat on top of another pat, even though the bottom pat is hot. And the way Rashi's gairis, bekder agave mecham, mecham agave kder, even though it's not the same thing, it could be an urn on top of a pat or a pat on top of an urn. Vitach apia bebotzik. You also could cover, like cement down the cover, keilu, with dough that was made from before Shabbos. But you can't do this. You can't do this to warm up the top pot. Only to, if it's hot already, to keep it warm. Like we had at the beginning of this perek, that if it's cold, you're not allowed to put it there, because it might get yatz lettuce, but you're not allowed to put it there even for a short time. But if it's hot already, you let it put it on top. And that's not called hatmana, to put something on top. Because, first of all, it's not wrapped. And even if you're on the yom holes, it doesn't have to be wrapped completely. The hatmana is on the bottom, but there's no gzeira or to gecholim here, because a pot is not similar to gecholim. Therefore, you let it put a pot on top of a pot, it's not a problem at matmana. But as long as it's hot, it has to be hot. Therefore, you let it put a mechem on top of a kdeir, or kdeir got a mechem, as long as it's hot. And the botzik also, you let it put on top. And we're talking about a case, we're not going to worry, it's going to get baked. It's not hot enough, it's going to get baked. But in the halacha, they handle why isn't a problem with ma'areach, of smoothing out. And they're saying you're not doing a perfect job. That's the way they learn how you put the dough to seal down the cover. In those days, the covers didn't fit so well, so they wanted to put dough on it so the ear shouldn't come out. Another halacha in the Braisa, and this we just had on Amud Aleph, because shame shame toimnim es hachamin, kach ein toimnim es atzoinen. The Tanakhama says you can't do tatmona on chamin on Shabbos, you can't do tatmona on tzoinen. And but Rebbe hit the lahatmos atzoinen. Rebbe was matir. And we had before, that was because he heard it from Shmuel Rav Yesi, that Rav Yesi held it was mutter to do tatmona on tzoinen. And the last halacha in the Braisa is a brand new halacha. It says, "Ve'emir razkin lo yis hashelek." You're not allowed to take snow and squeeze it on Shabbos, make it into juice. Lo yis abarad b'Shabbos, not a piece of ice. So water should come out. Because Rashi calls that moilid, and Rashi says it's doime to melacha because it looks like you're creating water out of ice. But even though you're not allowed to smash ice to make water, you can put it into your cup of wine or your cup of soda or into your plate. And even though it automatically melts, but since it melts by itself, it's not a chashash. That's how Rashi learns. Other Rishayim learn that if you go into a cup, you're even allowed to squeeze it into a cup. And what's the reason? Because it's since it's like by schita, if you put it straight into the food, it's not nicker. They also learn it's a schita digadin, and therefore you put it straight, you can squeeze it straight into the wine. But the way Rashi learns is that you can't squeeze it to make water, but you could put it into your juice, even though that mice is causing it to melt, the ice to melt. Hadun Allah by Mat Taimim. That's the end of Parak Mat Taimim, Hadun Allah. Zok the Mishnah Vaita, brand new Parak, Bamat Behema. Bamat Behema talks about Shvisas behemtai. There's a din in the Torah. It says l'man yanuach shorcha v'chamarecha, that there's a halacha that you have to. Not only you can't work on Shabbos, your animal can't work either, and that means it can't plow for you and do things for you like that. And just like you can't carry, your animal can't carry. So the things the animal wears, if it's something that's for its own use or it's a malbish or makes it look nice, that's not called a master, it's not called carrying. But if it's something extra, then it's called carrying. And that would be a problem for the behemoth to wear. So if the behemoth is wearing something extra, it's a problem of carrying, and the behemoth can't do that in the shesharavim. Can't bring the shesharavim, or can't bring it out of the shesharavim into the shesharavim. So that's how our Mishnah starts. What type of thing could it wear and go out to the shesharavim? What can't it wear? Zok the Mishnah. Yoytze agomel ba'afser. The gomel could go out with the string that's tied to its head, v'na'aka, which Rashi learns means a female camel, v'chatam, with a nose ring, v'luvdukim, we'll see what that means in the Gemara, v'prumpia, with something in its mouth, hook in its mouth, v'sus, v'shir, and a sus go out with its collar, v'sheir is the right word, the horse go out with its collar, v'chol bali asher, any animal that has a collar, yoytzim asher, they go out with their collar, because that's made for noy, that they should look nice, and it also helps if you could attach a leash to it, v'nim shachem v'shir, and you could pull them with their leash. Another loch is that when you want, let's say that leash or that collar got tame, umazin aleihem, you could spritz dam chatos of paraduma on them while they're wearing it, and v'toivlon v'mekaimam, and they could toivl while they're wearing it. That means it's just the whole behemoth go straight into the mikvah and it'll be toivl in that way. So to Gemara, my na'aka v'chatam. What does it mean that a na'aka, which is a female camel, go out with a chatam, which is a nose ring? Amrav v'chano. It means nakasa chivirasa, a white camel, bizmama de parzala, with a metal nose ring, it could go out because that's the way they hold them down, that's the way they can muzzle them. They put that into their nose, and therefore it's v'ret tzairich, and therefore it's mutter for them to go out. Zok to Gemara Vaita. V'luvdim b'prumpia. What does that mean? V'luvdim b'prumpia. Amrav Huna, it's the chamra lubo, which is a very strong donkey. V'pagi the parzla. With their pagi the parzla, which means it's like a strap that goes on both jaws, and then there's a metal piece that attaches both straps and goes through their mouth. That's a pagi de parzla, and also it's a way to control them. And then let it go out with that, because that's to watch them, that's the fashmira for them. You need that. Lamor gives a maisa about this chamor lubi. Lubi is a place, according to Rashi. It's a place. Kamayakushim v'alubim da'as of the yom. That's what Rashi says. Medinas lub. Now the story about this, Levi shod azuzi lebei chazoi, Levi sent money to bei chazoi, which was far away from him, lemizm lechamra luba, to buy. He sent the money, here, please send me back a chamra luba. Tzoru, they wrapped the money bei chazoi, and shod lesari, and sent it back together with barley. And Rashi explains they didn't want to send back a chamra luba because it was a 6-month trip. And they're worried that it's not going to make it on that trip. But they sent him back barley, Lameimar, telling him, the nigri de chamasari, the steps of a chamar are through barley. Meaning to say, buy a chamar where you live, feed him good geshmaka barley, and they will grow and be strong like a chamar luba. Om Rabbi Udama Shmuel, they had a question they asked Rabbi, machlifim fe Rabbi, they asked a shayla lefi Rabbi, shalzu bezu mahu. What's the halacha if they switch it? That means, we had in our Mishnah that a gomel go out with an afsa, go out with a regular leash. And a na'aka goes out with a chatam. What about the opposite? What about a gomel b'chatam, a na'aka b'afsa? What's the din? Is a mutter to go out the shiram like that? Is that carrying or not? Zok to Gemara, the na'aka is stronger and more wild than a regular gomel. So naka ba'afsa lo yisabaylach. Zicha asar, kim le'minter rebe, since it can't be watched with such a type of leash that just goes around the head, they need something in the nose, chatam. So that's poshut, that by a gomel, that by a naka, which is a stronger one, that's wearing an afsa, which is less of a shvira, it's poshut masuhu. What's the question? It's poshut that's carrying, because doesn't watch him. Kisabaylach, gomel, doesn't watch her. A gomel that went out with a nose ring, which is extra shmira. What's the shayla mai? Kiv on the sagal of afsa, since it's enough for a regular afsa, regular leash around his head, masu. So this is extra, it's massive. You don't need a ring around the nose, a ring in the nose. I don't want it. Tirusi is serious, lemon masu. When you do extra shmira, that's not called masu. It's even a bit more shmira. That was the shayla. I'm the father of Shmuel Rav Yossi, so Shmuel Rav Yossi says to Rebbe, Kachama Abba, my father said like this, Arba behemoths yoitzos ba'afser. There are 4 behemoths that allowed to go out on Shabbos with an afser. Hasus, which is a horse, a pered, a mule, a gomel, a camel, a chamar. Lamutimai, what's he going to exclude? Lav lamutim gomel chatam, saying a gomel can only go out with the afser, not with a chatam, which is too much, it's too much shmiru. Says the lawyer, it's not what's going to lafuke. Lamutim na'aka ba'afser. He's coming to lafuke that a na'aka, a female camel, cannot go out with an afsar. That's not enough. So it's not a right. Zok to Gemara, Masit the Tano, luvdikim v'gomel yoytzim ba'afsar. A luvdikim and a gomel could go out ba'afsar. That means even though a luvdikim needs a prumbio, because that's the right shmirah fit, still the Braisa says that it works also ba'afsar, and you let it go out with that. And even though it seems like it's a less of a shmirah, which is a little bit shver, but so it's not clear what the Gemara is trying to say, but the Gemara is saying it's not right anything. We're saying luvdikim, even though it's usually goes out prumbio, you're allowed to use the afsa. But back to the shaila, what about the tirusa yaseirasa? What's the halacha there? So the Gemara ketanoi, it's machoikis tanoim in a brisa. The brisa says ein chaya yoytzim besugar. A chaya is not let it go out with a collar. He could go out with a collar or anything that could watch it. Now, what is going on here? My askina. You live in chayik there. You're talking about a bigger animal like a bear. Chayik means a wild animal. If it means like a bear, like Rashi says, a bear, then means chayik sugar. A collar won't help much. We'll be out of that in a second. So, of course, it's a masu. It doesn't even work. Well, if chayik tan, you're talking about a little weasel, a little lizard. So, milay sagile sugar. So, of course, it works. What's the machlokes? So, I could. The Tanakhama says also, it sure works. A lot, once you're talking about like this, talking about a chosel, which is a cat, ikabanayu. Tanakhama says, if you can sagile mr. Baalma, a cat really, a little string is enough. You don't need any collars, you don't need anything. It's a masu. This collar is a masu. The Chananya says, no, calling to you is a masu. Any extra shmira is not called a masu. So it's really, it's machoikis tanoyim, if extra shmira is called a masu. And according to Chananya, it's not. And therefore, if you use the nose ring for a gomel, be good according to Chananya. And Omar Rav Huna Bachia, Omar Shmua Halacha Ke Chananya. We pass the Chananya that is extra shmira is fine. It's not called a masui. So to Gemara, Levi bereid the Rav Huna Bachia, but Rav bar Rav Huna v'kaazli b'orcha. And it seems like Rabba was the Rebbe. Levi was going on a horse, on a chamar, on a donkey, and Rabba was going on a donkey. Kadma chamar de Levi chamar de Rav Huna. Levi's donkey cut off the donkey Rabbi Rav Huna while he was on it. Cholos daite the Rabbi Rav Huna. Rabbi Rav Huna was not happy. It bothered him. It bothered him to covet. It bothered him to covet. And even though we learned the sugya that ein mechabdim bedrachim, there's no mechabed drachim. So Taisa says it's only if they're not going together. But if they're going together, then they have to be mechabed. That means if they punked land up next to each other, you don't have to mechabed bedrachim. But here they're going together, they have to mechabed drachim. So he's a little upset. So Levi wanted to make him feel better. Omar, Emile Milsa, let me tell him something. Kehecha de Toys of Dietes, that should make him feel better. So he told him like this. He asked him a shout like this. Omale, Chamarsha Sakar Rahim, you have a donkey who doesn't behave. Kagoinze, like my behema. Ma lot the prumbi of a Shabbos. And Mar let her take him out with a prumbi of course a stronger shmira. And Mar let her take it out. Omale, so Rabbi answers, Hachem avuk moshe de shmua, my father says in shmua, Allah chananya, pasa chananya. So even if it wouldn't be so wild, a masui is it's not a masui or a shmir yisera. And that's what he answered him, but from the story, he was trying to show him, look, my chamar is a wild Indian, so don't get insulted that he cut you off, because it wasn't my fault, it was this chamar. But like upon him, we pass the chananya, that you let it go out with the extra shmira, extra, a better leash, even though it doesn't need it, since it's a good shmira, it's even better shmira, it's not called chaitza, it's not a problem of shvisas behemta.